the Greater Peoria Farm shows. You've been hearing the commercials underway, kicked off yesterday, got two more days of it. Our buddy DeLoss Yonke of our agribusiness department is here. Hey, Big Al, what's going on, man?
Greg, good to talk to you. How are you?
It is wonderful to talk to you, DeLoss Yonke. The farm show always amuses me for two reasons. One, I love to see our parking deck, which we share with the Civic Center, filled with long bed trucks that are too long for our parking deck. And so, therefore, you have to go very carefully when you leave today. When I leave work, I have to be very careful. I don't grab a hitch. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know exactly. Yeah, it's a little slalom course.
It's a little slalom. You hit a hitch. And then the other thing I like is I like walking over there and looking at the technology and the things that are all shiny and cool and great, because it is, it's kind of a, like a Christmas for farmers. It's like, look at all this stuff, man. What's out there? There's usually some technology or some version of a technology that has got everybody's attention. Is there a big one this year?
Well, yeah, there are some things that weren't even, they were probably thought of 5 years ago, but they probably weren't invented 5 years ago. You know, there's certainly some new technology. You know, I think one of the things that people talk about quite a bit, though, there's some solar companies there. There's some energy companies there. And I think people are, they're probably still asking questions. Whether it's right on their farm or what it would look like if it was there on their property. So there's a lot of that. But then there's also plenty of traditional, whether that's seed or fertilizer or crop protection. You know, there's a lot of different categories that are filled over there.
What is, help me with that word that gets thrown around and I'm not always sure I know what it means. What does crop protection mean?
Oh, well, that's fighting weeds.
Oh, that's just fighting weeds. Okay. So crop protection is protecting my crop from the infestation of weeds. Does that also include pests, as in bugs?
You know, when I think of crop protection, I think about it as weeds, but we certainly have, and it's different on a year-to-year basis. I always think of crop protection as weeds, but I'm sure the pesticide people would want to be included in that, too. Right.
I always think of the guy with the shotgun standing out by his watermelon patch trying to keep my old man from stealing watermelons back in the day down in Manitou. That was the crop protection I was thinking about.
Well, that would do it, I would think.
Yeah, well, there's a story there. The technology that I often talk about when I think of the Greater Peoria Farm Show that happened a number of years ago, because It was something we were like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool that's happening. But ag embraced drone technology, I think, before anybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is so much emphasis on crop scouting, you know, to know what's going on in your field. And it's especially as farmers, you know, I've got a field over here and I've got a field over there. They might be in a couple different counties, so it's hard to get to them. But satellite imagery helps with that. And now you can see there's not a problem in the whole field, but you can tell that there's a problem over there. And it might not be next to the road, so you get the old UAV out there and you fly over it. It's also been a very helpful tool for crop insurance. You have some sort of storm damage, you have some sort of claim, and the claims adjusters can come out there and they can fly directly to an area that was a problem, so that they're not walking field after field, so they can service the farmers a lot better, and the farmers can get their claims handled a lot faster. So that's another example of how drones, and I think and you'll see quite a bit of this growing of maybe not a full plane, but in certain fields where you're not going to be able to get a plane, like to fly a fungicide, you know, the yellow diving plane.
Yeah, yeah, I like those.
You know, if you're along a tree line or if you're along a power line or something, you got a small field that probably won't use a plane to cover it. You can fill it. I mean, some of these drones are awfully big.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A couple of them you fill a couple of them with the properly mixed products and you fly over those fields and get those taken care of as well. That, you know, for a young guy who can't buy a plane, but we could still build a business you know, servicing local farmers.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, talk to me about some of the challenges out there right now. I know input costs are high, obviously, for everybody. Has that caused, and maybe it was already happening anyway, because it seems to be happening in the automotive field without anybody's request, just started happening, that EVs are everywhere. Is the electric trend making its way into ag?
Well, certainly for heavy machinery, there are a ton of questions. You know, what kind of power is it going to take to charge certain piece of heavy equipment? I think that's going to be a huge question if it's going to be able to go that way. I think they'll just be more and more of a push toward renewable energy, not necessarily wind or solar or electric, but maybe if the fuels from the crops that we grow. I feel like that might be more.
That seems like a good idea.
Prevalent than anything. Well, but then, you know, the thing about the input costs. So the guys at University of Illinois have put out their crop budgets about how much everything costs. And if you're in central Illinois and you're renting corn ground, they figure it's going to cost close to $1,200 an acre to farm that ground. So if you wanted to rent 1,000 acres of corn, even in central, northern, southern Illinois, if you wanted to rent 1,000 acres for corn, you would have to invest more than $1 million to produce that crop. So that's what input costs mean. That's burnsome. That can really impact how people sleep at night.
Yep. The Greater Peoria Farm Show is open today. Greater Peoria Farm Show open today at 9, tomorrow at 9, open till 4 today, I think 3 tomorrow. All kinds of things to talk about. Are you at the show this year? Are you at the show?
Yeah, I will be there later today. I'll be there on Thursday. I was there yesterday. And got some compliments from Metamora. Got some compliments from Chillicothe.
Nice.
Loyal WMBD listeners.
Beautiful. Delos Yonke, yeah. I appreciate it. Mark doesn't know what you have to say, so I'm just going to let you say it, and I'll explain later.
Keep on trucking.
Thank you, brother.